Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tensions between South Africa and the United States could be entering an even more serious phase. And that's with Washington reportedly considering investigations into aspects of South African trade policy alignment with international relationships. While these processes may sound technical sometimes, the potential consequences might be very real. And that could impact trade access, investment flows, currency pressure, and economic confidence. What are the actual risks of these investigations moving forward? How exposed is South Africa? To unpack this, we're joined this morning by Stephen Groost. He's head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute of International Affairs. Stephen, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Let's just start with the basics. What exactly is the United States investigating when it comes to South Africa?
Morning, Howard. South Africa is one of about 60 countries that's being investigated by the U.S. for child labor, seeing if the products that we produce through our trade are based on illegal child labor, and that is, if that's the finding, that gives the U.S. the ability to put trade restrictions on trade with South Africa. We are not alone. There are about, as I said, 60 countries, including Canada, Mexico, China, that the U.S. is investigating in this regard.
Of all things, that is probably the one I would not have had on my bingo card, as the youth are saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very unlikely. It's not something that is seen as an issue in South Africa very much. But the investigation will also give the U.S. the ability to identify what it calls other unfair trade practices. And so it may find other reasons to restrict trade or impose even higher tariffs than the tariffs we already facing. So not good news.
Yeah, it would be a bit embarrassing considering we have a youth unemployment of over 60%. Just saying, but somewhat ironic. Is this a situation of, and I can't remember the name of the, one of our listeners will, or maybe you will, the famous American gangster who was arrested for tax evasion? They didn't get him on initially on all of the other charges of criminality, but they managed to catch him on another completely unrelated charge.
Al Capone, of course.
That's what it is, of course.
It might be something like that. It's not great to be investigated by Congress or anything, and they may find other excuses for restricting trade with South Africa or making it more difficult.
Right. Why now? Why has this issue escalated now?
Yeah, I'm not sure why now. Maybe it's because Trump suffered a setback when the U.S. Supreme Court said that his tariffs were illegal or not properly applied or not properly consulted for. So it may be looking for another angle to impose them. With South Africa, of course, the relations with the U.S. are pretty bad, and this just adds another log to the fire, unfortunately.
So is this really, is this about South Africa, this investigation, or is South Africa really just getting caught up in the crossfire of the Trump's global trade war?
Yeah, I think it's the latter. I think given that it's not only South Africa, it's 60 other countries that are being looked at, including China, Canada, Mexico, big, big partners of the U.S. I think it's looking for other justifications to impose trade restrictions. South Africa happens to be caught up in this, but of course we've got lots of other things that make trade and relations with the US difficult. I mean, there's an article a couple of days ago that maybe Ramaphosa does not want to install or put in place an ambassador to the US from South Africa, a post which has been vacant since Ibrahim Rasool was declared persona non grata and removed by the US. I mean, we there was in the article it said that a senior diplomat has been installed as the deputy ambassador in the US, Tabo Tage, very, very experienced, but maybe Ramaphosa in this era of very strange diplomacy maybe feels that it's better not to have an American ambassador. I don't see the logic of that, but
But we've also seen, despite their, you know, following their criticism of the American ambassador here in South Africa, that Ramaphosa has not yet accepted him or met with him. So therefore, he's not even properly recognized, which is also a little bizarre.
It is, especially, you know, this came from Nomvula Mokonyane, the
Yes.
Deputy Secretary General. She said, no, he's not accepted because his original letters of credence have not been submitted to the president. However, when copies of that letter were submitted 3 or 4 weeks ago, they said, no, that's fine. You don't have to meet with the president. If you show copies to Durco, that's perfectly fine. I think the ANC, as usual, wants to have its cake and eat it.
So they're censuring effectively the ambassador, but saying he's not the ambassador, but he's not the ambassador really only because they haven't done what they've needed to do, either from an administrative or political perspective. I mean, what a.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, the ANC said they won't engage with him because he hasn't actually been accepted as an ambassador, but. You know, 3 weeks ago, I wrote a piece. I asked them that question. You know, does this mean that he's not accredited? They said, no, he is accredited. He can start doing his stuff.
Bizarre. It's absolutely incredible. Is it
Yeah.
because they are absolutely useless? I mean, I don't know how else to put it. I try to think of a diplomatic term, but I can't. Is it because they are incompetent, or is this just that they are so maybe conflicted in terms of different pressures that they are under with regard to the US and their global positioning, or something else? What do
Yeah,
you think?
it does seem to me that the ANC is kind of playing games here, because Durco did accept his credentials. Why would they have had a whole ceremony to do that if they didn't want him to start his job? I think because he said things that are controversial and touched on domestic South African policy, the ANC doesn't like that. So they're kind of playing a game, in my opinion here, on a technicality. I mean, I was initially surprised that he was accredited so quickly. I thought that the ANC may delay and frustrate the Americans. I don't know. I think we're poking the bear, and Trump is not Biden, and Trump won't stand for some of this stuff. What I think the ambassador is not shy to say what he thinks, and has already got into hot water for some of that. It's not a good situation, you know, having to play these games or deciding to play these games.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's South Africans who will pay the price for these political games that they are playing. That is where we do need to leave it. Stephen Groost, head of African Governance Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute for International Affairs, talking about the relationship between South Africa and the United States.